What's great, family? Today's date is November 8th, 2022. And just some thoughts to share with you about celebrating life. So what I want to share is be mindful of people, places, and things. Again, be mindful of people, places, and things. Why do I say that today? Because we have to be mindful of what drains our energy, what depletes our energy, and what restores our energy or our spirit. People, places, and things will have an impact, a direct impact on your energy and spirit. So let's be mindful today of how we're spending our time. Let's be mindful of where our focus goes. Let's be mindful of what we consume. Let's be mindful of what we allow within our hemisphere, what we allow within our sphere of influence. Let's be mindful of what we allow to touch us and what we allow ourselves to engage and interact with. Today, we have to be very mindful of how our energy is used and where it is used. So I encourage you on today to take a moment and do some evaluation, do some analysis, to identify if this place that you is fruitful, if the people that you are engaging with are fruitful, if the things you are doing are fruitful. Let's be aware of all of those. Let's be aware of how it affects us. And if something isn't necessarily fruitful, or if something is draining, it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily eliminate it immediately. But it has to be brought to the forefront of evaluation to identify if we need to move on beyond this thing. Now, if it's a circumstance where you do the evaluation and this thing is completely draining, you get nothing back from it, it's not beneficial, it's causing you to change who you are, it's altering your character, then now we need to make an immediate decision. If this is the thing where you're giving and of service, and you know where you give is not where you will get the return, but you know what the work that you are doing is necessary and it can be handled, then that's a different circumstance and a different conversation, right? That means one has to identify how to restore, how to replenish, so then that service can continue to be given. So that's a whole different circumstance. And then if it's a place where you are, a place or people or things that you are completely getting replenished, you're getting restored, let's consider how we can continue to maintain that relationship. And let's consider how we can also, if we're getting replenished, restored, re-energized by people, place, or a thing, how can we, or how are we contributing to that person, that place, or that thing? How are we giving back? So some things just to consider on this day. Other than that, I think, I know that we must be mindful of how we dispense our energy, our time, our spirit, and our minds. So on this day, we will dispense our energy in places where we know we will get a return. And we also will dispense and give our energy and service to those that we know that will need it and benefit from it. We will move in confidence. We will move with serenity. We will move with gratitude. We will move with power, unapologetically, overcoming odds, setting a standard, meeting our expectations, exploding beyond our expectations, and being a catalyst for change and shifting the culture. That's how we move in today. I hope this blesses you. I hope you have a phenomenal day and know your life is worth celebrating. So celebrate.